can't count the times I almost said what's on my mind, but I didn't. And just the other day, I wrote down all the things I'd say.
Hi guys, welcome back to Open Language. This is Connor.
And this is Tara.
And today we have a pre-intermediate lesson for you called College Registration for Freshmen.
Right. Yeah. So many of you are wanting to go to school abroad.
Yeah, yeah.
And you may not know how the whole registration process works.
Yeah, it's pretty scary, actually. It can be very scary for the first time. If it's your first time at college, I remember for me, it was pretty intimidating.
Yes, yeah. It is intimidating. Mm-hmm. And so we have a dialogue here mm-hmm. between a senior yeah. and a freshman. And we'll get into the whole senior-freshman explanation in
yeah,
a bit.
Yeah.
And Lauren mm-hmm. Is basically just chatting with Matt, mm-hmm. the freshman,
mm-hmm, yeah.
who's just starting college.
Yeah, so let's dive in and take a listen.
Great. Hey, Matt. Have you signed up for your fall semester yet?
Oh, not yet. I'm having trouble with the registration process.
Oh, really? Well, you should sign up for 12 credit hours for each semester.
Do those need to be core classes?
Usually, yeah. Freshmen usually take some intro classes for the first semester. Like English 101.
But then, do I have to choose my major yet?
Yes, but you can change it later if something else interests you. Just don't put off your required courses. Get them done by your sophomore year.
Maybe I should make an appointment with my advisor.
Yes, advisors will help you choose your core classes and electives.
What if the class times overlap?
The online registration portal makes it easy to fix your schedule. There are plenty of online courses if you can't find one that works.
Can I take higher-level courses in my first year?
Higher-level courses need prerequisites, so get those done first.
I better register quickly before classes fill up.
Yeah, and don't stress about it.
So we just heard a dialogue between Lauren and Matt. Lauren is the senior, and she's giving some advice to Matt, who is a freshman.
Right. And to start, mm-hmm. she asks him, have you signed up for fall semester yet?
Right. So right away here, sign up for.
Right. You always sign up for something.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it means register.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it means register. It's kind of, if you can think of a sign your name, it's
yes.
like when you want to join something, you mm-hmm. sign your name, so you sign up.
Right. Mm-hmm. And fall semester starts in September.
Yeah, this is how we do it in the North America.
Mm-hmm.
The first semester, the first, you know, you start studying, the first period of courses is in the fall.
Right, and yeah. that's from September mm-hmm. to December.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have winter,
yeah, yeah.
oddly enough.
Yeah.
And that is January to April.
January to April, yeah. And then summers are off.
Spring and summer, yeah, you can. Yeah. They do have mm-hmm. Semesters. They're just shorter.
Yeah, and most, I know I, and most students will do a part-time job during the summertime.
Yeah.
Yeah, to make some money.
Cool.
So, yeah, has he signed up?
Not yet. He is having trouble with the registration process.
Right. So we've got, first of all, registration process here.
Okay. So, mm-hmm. well, first of all, you said process.
Ooh, did I?
You said the opposite of what I said.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
process, yeah. process, mm-hmm. pronunciation, different, both mm-hmm. mean the same thing.
Yeah. I probably, maybe process is American and
yes.
process is Canadian.
Yes.
Again, guys, my mother is American. My dad is Canadian. So I can
mix and match.
Mix them up. Yeah. Yeah. yeah.
So basically, a process or a process mm-hmm. is what you have to do, the steps you have to take mm-hmm. to do something.
Yeah, yeah.
So the registration process mm-hmm. is the steps you take
yeah.
to register.
Yeah, step one, step two, next. Yeah, like a sequence. And then registration, this is, of course, the noun of register.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Also, in this sentence, I'm having trouble. This is a great expression. Just means I have a problem with.
Right. And mm-hmm. usually it's followed by the preposition with.
With, yes. I'm having trouble with my boyfriend or girlfriend. Yeah.
And it's followed by the noun after. So I'm having trouble with something or with doing something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Both are okay.
Yeah. I'm having trouble with my homework.
I'm having trouble paying my bills.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Good. So then Lauren has some advice for him. Oh, really? Well, you should sign up for 12 credit hours for each semester.
Right. So again, we see sign up for here. So register for 12 credit hours.
Yeah, credit hour.
Now.
Yeah.
So each course in university is assigned a number of credits.
Yeah.
And usually it's 3 or 4 per semester.
Yeah.
And it's a, you know, each course lasts a semester.
Yeah.
And to graduate with a bachelor in North America, you need 120 credits.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
So it works out to graduate in 4 years, you need to take 30 credits or 5 courses each semester.
Yeah. So it's quite a lot. I think in my university, it was 3 credits per class or per course. And so that means I took 4. I can't remember 4 or 5.
It depends how quickly.
Courses.
In my university, well, my second university, they had 4 credit courses.
Okay.
So
okay.
People like to take those because you get things over with faster.
Yeah.
But it's a lot more work.
Yeah. So basically, this credit hour or credit, it depends. Some people say credit hour or credit. It's like points. You
yes.
get points. So you can, it's like a score. If you take this course, then you get some points toward your graduation.
Right. Mm-hmm. So grades are not necessarily important. As long as you pass the course.
You pass the course.
You will get credit for it.
Yeah. So you can graduate.
Yes.
And especially important here, Matt asks this question, do those need to be core classes?
Right. So something that's core, it's the base, it's the foundation.
Yeah, it's like the center.
The center, like think Apple core.
Apple core, yeah.
The apple will fall apart without the core.
Yeah, and
So a core course is what we call a required course.
Yeah, a required course. You need this. This is the basic foundation.
Right, yes.
The most important ones. Yeah.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. And in the next line with Lauren, we actually get to see what one of these core courses is.
Right, yeah. So one of those courses is English 101.
Right. Mm-hmm. So freshmen usually take some intro classes in the first semester.
Mm-hmm. So freshmen.
Freshmen.
Yeah.
You're fresh.
Yeah.
You're new. Yeah. It's a new experience. Your first year.
Your first year. So freshman. And we don't use this in Canada, but
no, we don't.
Definitely in the USA, they use this. Freshman.
Right. So you've got freshman, you've got sophomore, then junior, then senior.
Yeah. So that's in order first year, second year, third year, fourth year.
Right.
Yeah.
And in Canada, we do say first, second, third, and fourth year.
Yeah. Or more simple
or
in Canada.
Fifth or eighth, depending how long you go.
And this intro class, of course, intro is a shortened introductory. Yeah.
And then Matt, again, he still needs to know more. He still doesn't know how things work.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, but then do I have to choose my major yet?
Right. So your main topic or your subject.
Right. So a lot of, and you may be experiencing this yourself.
Mm-hmm.
When you're going to university, you think that your career has to start right away.
Right, yeah.
But you have no idea what you want to do.
I didn't know. This intro course, English 101, as we saw in the previous line, those are just like core classes. They don't affect your major.
No. You need to take them for any degree.
Yeah. And usually the first year is like 101 or 102.
Or 100. Yeah.
Starts the one,
with a 1.
The 1 means first year. Yeah.
So, you know, he's worrying, just like you may be worrying, if he needs to declare his major yet or choose his major. So declare, D-E-C-L-A-R-E, is the verb we use with to choose a major.
Yeah, to choose a major, yeah. And then the opposite of major is minor.
Right.
Yeah.
So did you have a minor?
It was like a minor. It was a certificate, but it was in teaching ESL. That was my minor. So about 1 year of courses.
Okay. Yeah. Like for me, Mm-hmm. My major was archaeology.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And I declared that in my third year because I didn't know what I wanted to do.
Yeah.
And my minor was religious studies. So
The
main bulk of my courses was archaeology.
Yeah.
And then the extras, the minor courses were religious studies.
Okay,
But they kind of overlap.
Yeah.
So that was good.
So Lauren's answer to that, you have to choose your major because for registering, you need to choose something.
Mm-hmm.
But you can change it later, hopefully soon, because you don't want to put it off.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm an expert at putting things off.
me too.
Another word we use that you may have heard is procrastinate.
That's a big word, but it is a good word to know.
And very useful. It means to... Like, if you don't want to do something right away, you
I'll
put
it
off.
Later.
Right.
Yeah.
We have an expression, why do something today when you can put it off till tomorrow?
Yeah, so put off, like kind of like delaying
postpone.
Something.
Postpone. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Most people put off their homework or put off their studying until...
the last minute.
Yeah, before the test.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, don't put off your required courses. Get them done by your sophomore year.
Right. Mm-hmm. So often these core courses are foundations.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
will help you with the rest of your courses.
Right, yeah.
So I know a lot of my old students, they put off their core courses, like their English courses, until their third and fourth year.
Yeah, yeah. That was me too. I didn't put it off, but I found out that I didn't have the credit, so I had to take this English 101 in my last year.
Luckily you're able to write anyway.
Yeah.
But if you struggle with writing and things like that, take those core courses before your sophomore or second year.
Right. So again, this pronunciation, it's spelled SOPHOMORE, but the PH is like in phone. It's a F sound.
Yeah.
And it almost sounds like sophomore.
You actually don't say the second O.
Right, yeah.
You don't say sophomore.
Yeah, just sophomore.
Sophomore.
Yeah.
And now Matt, he's overwhelmed.
Yeah.
What does he need to do now?
Well, he's feeling a little nervous. He should make an appointment with his advisor.
Right.
Yeah.
So an advisor... The pronunciation is advisor with a z sound, not advisor. And notice here, just for spelling wise, it's not E-R at the end, it's O-R.
Yeah, advisor.
Advisor.
But advisor.
You don't say it though. Advisor.
So, and somebody who just gives you advice, he helps you, he's like a counselor.
A counselor guides you.
Yeah.
Just helps you find your way.
Yeah. If you have any questions about your classes or courses, you can talk to your advisor. He's there for you.
Right. And different types of advisors, career advisors.
Right. Yeah.
Financial advisors.
Right. Yes.
Legal advisors.
Legal advisors. Yeah.
Specialists who know the rules and the requirements.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. And so, Lauren says, yes, you can see your advisor. They'll help you with your core classes and then also electives.
Right. So now we talked about core classes are the foundational classes or courses, and the electives are the add-ons.
Right. So like kind of like a special class, if you're interested in something else, you can take another course for fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or if you take enough electives, that's when you can declare the minor.
Oh, yes.
Right.
Yes,
so if all those electives are under the same or on the same subject or similar, then that becomes a minor.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But technically, you can take whatever you want.
Yeah. So, for example, my major was religious studies, actually. I took an elective in just anything I wanted. I could study philosophy or not philosophy. Ooh, it sounds hard, actually.
Too much work.
Or maybe just art. I took an art class.
Yeah.
And that was not related to my major, but it was an elective.
And it's interest. And it makes you a well-rounded student and
absolutely
a well-rounded person.
Yeah. Good. And then, so Matt has another worry or concern. What if the class time overlaps?
Right. This is a great word. And I tend to do this often when I'm scheduling things.
Mm-hmm.
I make things overlap. because mm-hmm. I don't pay attention.
Yes. Yeah, this is tough. When the time is at the same time for two things.
Multiple things mm-hmm. happening at the same time. Mm-hmm. So in the same thing, sometimes when mm-hmm. we're talking in these lessons,
yeah.
we overlap each other.
Right,
when
yeah.
We're
talking at the same
exactly.
time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Just to give an example.
Yeah, yeah.
So that is overlap.
Yeah.
Multiple things, same time.
Yeah, so if you schedule something and then you schedule another thing at the same time, you can't do both. They're overlapped.
Right.
So you have to fix your schedule.
Right. So, and with courses, these mm-hmm. courses have set times.
Right.
So what if you want to take two things,
yeah.
but they're offered at the same time or yeah. very close to the time?
Yeah, because you can't take both.
Right. So that when they overlap, you have to juggle things a little bit.
Yes, yes. But Lauren reassures Matt, don't worry, the online registration portal makes it easy. This is just the website. A
right.
portal is like a website,
a door,
yeah, exactly, yeah. For students that you can adjust your schedule, you can sign up for new classes, mm. you can do all kinds of things on this website.
Back in my day,
oh, yeah, yeah.
we had to register by phone.
Oh, yeah. Well, in my university, I did that, but in my master's program, it was so nice to have the registration
yes.
portal.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's mm. it wasn't fun.
Yeah.
And she says that if there are problems with overlapping courses you
yeah.
want to take,
yeah.
another option is that there are plenty of online courses
yeah.
if you can't find kind of a mm-hmm. classroom schedule that works.
Yeah, and I love online courses. They are difficult to for some people because of motivation.
And budgeting time.
Time, yeah. But they're very convenient.
Yes.
Yeah.
My entire master's was mm-hmm. It was kind of, we called distance education.
Yeah.
But basically, it was the same idea as online. So
right,
I
yeah.
never had to go to class.
Yeah, you can do class in your pajamas.
Or 2 o'clock in the morning, which I did.
Yeah. So Matt has another question. Can I take higher level courses in my first year?
Right. So higher level would be junior or senior. So
yeah.
third or fourth year.
Yeah. And those courses usually start with a 3 or a 4.
Right.
So we saw English 101. The first letter, a first number is 1. That
yes.
means first year.
Right. Mm-hmm. So that's a good way to tell.
Yeah.
I actually jumped right into 300 level courses
oh, oh.
in my second semester
yeah.
and I didn't do so well. So
yeah.
don't jump ahead. So basically that's what he's asking.
Yeah.
Can I take advanced courses
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
early?
Yeah. Maybe not. You do want to stick to the classes that start with 1.
Yes.
Like 101, 102.
And with that, Lauren actually says that those higher level courses will need prerequisites.
Yeah. So though this is a big word, guys, but it's important for registering. You
yes.
need to know this word. You can see in this word, in the middle of the word, it says requi. Now, you may recognize that it's the same word as require.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So pre means before.
Before.
So pre-require,
yeah.
before require.
Yeah.
So if you take a 300 level course, mm-hmm. often there's a beginner or introductory course
yeah,
at
yeah.
a 100 or 200.
Yeah.
You have to take those first.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So a prerequisite just means you need a course before that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And often English is a prerequisite for other courses to make sure you can read and write
right.
properly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he's got to get those done first. And then he says to her, I better register quickly before classes fill up.
Right, they're
mm-hmm.
full.
Yes.
So this is just another word. Like if you go to put gas in your car,
yeah.
you fill up your gas tank.
Yeah. And seats can fill up in a class.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So movie theaters yeah. also, you know, get there early before things fill up.
Right. Good. Good. And Lauren, one final comfort to Matt. Yeah, don't stress about it.
Relax.
Yeah, just
don't
relax.
Stress.
Mm-hmm.
I say this all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Last week, my friend called me in a panic, and
mm-hmm.
my first response, don't stress. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. So it's interesting. Stress can be a noun, an adjective, like I'm stressed, or it can be a verb here. Don't stress.
Yeah, don't mm-hmm. stress out.
Mm-hmm.
You can add the out at the end as well.
Right, yes,
or,
don't stress out.
And you can also say I'm stressed out.
Yes.
Because you are feeling a lot of stress.
Yeah, for sure.
So, yeah, that's great advice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's take another listen to the dialogue between Laura and Matt.
Okie doke.
signed up for your fall semester yet?
Oh, not yet. I'm having trouble with the registration process.
Oh, really? Well, you should sign up for 12 credit hours for each semester.
Do those need to be core classes?
Usually, yeah. Freshmen usually take some intro classes for the first semester, like English 101.
But then do I have to choose my major yet?
Yes, but you can change it later if something else interests you. Just don't put off your required courses. Get them done by your sophomore year.
Maybe I should make an appointment with my advisor.
Yes, advisors will help you choose your core classes and electives.
What if the class times overlap?
The online registration portal makes it easy to fix your schedule. There are plenty of online courses if you can't find one that works.
Can I take higher level courses in my first year?
Higher level courses need prerequisites, so get those done first.
I better register quickly before classes fill up.
Yeah, and don't stress about it. Okay, so we just heard the dialogue one more time,
mm-hmm.
and there, this lesson is jam-packed with vocabulary about registration.
There's so much vocabulary here.
So we have, you know, first of all, the different levels of education in the U.S. from freshman, sophomore, junior, senior.
Yeah.
So it's great, you know, you can say I'm a freshman, I'm a sophomore, mm-hmm. that kind of thing, or I'm in my freshman year.
Yeah, yeah.
And then also we learned a lot about, you know, courses themselves, mm-hmm. the required or core courses, mm-hmm. the electives, minors, majors, all that useful stuff.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And so, guys, let us know, like, what college registration process is at your college? And are you having any trouble? Or let us know about the situation that you're in. And we look forward to seeing your comments.
Yes, we look forward to reading them. Take care.
Take care.
There was something about that kiss. Girl, it did me in. Got me thinking.